Now, as the restrictions continue, more and more people are finding ways of continuing to stay fit with fitness classes or taking up some form of exercise for the very first time. And many are doing this from the comfort of their own living rooms. Our reporter, Brian O'Connell, himself a keen outdoor runner, has been looking at this for us and seeing what kind of online classes are suitable for individuals and indeed families, and how well things like a yoga class can work virtually as opposed to in person. Brian, good morning. Tell us more.
Damon. Well, I suppose now more than ever, people are keeping some kind of exercise and fitness regime going. So I suppose from daily Joe Wicks classes to short runs within your 2K radius to a whole host of online exercise classes now available, there really has been a noticeable increase in people getting more active, notwithstanding the guidelines and the restrictions we're all under. And then on the other side of it, suddenly, almost overnight, everybody from personal trainers to Pilates and yoga teachers, they're finding that they're having to accelerate their online offerings and to host their classes virtually using things like Zoom and Facebook Live and all sorts of new ways of communicating. So I wanted to see really what's on offer out there in this virtual world if you want to get fit, if you want to get toned, if you just want to start from scratch, and how does it all work in practice?
Yeah, and I know you have some suggestions for us, but you actually began with somebody who should be preparing for a massive sporting weekend in her life this weekend, but it's not going to happen.
Well, I suppose who better to ask about keeping fit than Aoife Cook? And Aoife is the current National Women's Marathon Champion. She won the women's section of the Dublin Marathon in a time of 2 hours 32 minutes back last October. And I suppose before COVID-19, she was really just one race away from fulfilling her lifelong dream and qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics. That race would have been the Vienna Marathon. It was to be in the next fortnight. It's obviously not now happening. But Aoife Cook is also a coach and she's a trainer. She's a lot of clients in weekly classes. So like many, she's moved her entire class schedule online. Before we got talking about the Olympics, we chatted about how, like many, she's now offering those classes virtually, as we'll hear.
So we'll start with our mobility and activation exercises for the first few minutes, okay?
So at the moment I'm doing a Pilates class, a strength and conditioning class, and next week I'll be starting some mobility classes as well. So it is a matter of trying to adapt to this new situation, and I'm kind of trying to do those classes online, virtually now, mostly live, which I think people tend to like. With the classes I'm doing at the moment, you don't need anything. A mat would be handy, all right, but you can use a towel or whatever you have available to you, you know.
Tell us about the running then. At this stage, if COVID-19 wasn't happening, you would be where?
I would now be 2 weeks away from running the Vienna Marathon, so I would probably be starting my taper at this point.
That's the marathon you would hope, which would have got you the qualifying time for Tokyo.
Yeah, that's what I was aiming towards. So as training was going, it was going really well. So it was looking like I would have been able to make the qualifying time. Running is probably the default exercise to go to when you have to go out by yourself.
You can start any time, can you? Are you going to tell me anybody can run a 5K?
Anybody can run a 5K, obviously, building up to it. So and it would only take 3 to 4 weeks to kind of build up to running a 5K. You know, there's no, anybody can be a runner, you know, if you get out and just kind of stick at it.
Yeah, heartbreak for her and so many other athletes that were looking forward to Tokyo. As she's alluded to there, Brian, running is the most natural sport and probably relatively the cheapest that you know, you can do as well. But she was there talking about some of the classes that can be done easily, indeed, without too much equipment.
And I think that's what a lot of people are finding. You don't need a room full of gym equipment to do many of the classes that are being offered now. Aoife teaches Pilates, as she said, strength and conditioning, mobility. For most of those, Damien, body weight is all you need. Incidentally, her own running regime, she's reduced her miles down from 120 miles a week she was doing down to 80. So that's her regime at the moment. That's a quiet week for her.
Okay, so yoga is something that's very popular, and again, something you can do in your own home but don't need too much by way of equipment.
And I suppose a lot of people might practice yoga at home anyway, but they like that social element of going to classes. So a lot of yoga teachers I'm noticing are now offering those classes online. You can choose to be seen, you can choose to remain hidden. You can allow your teacher to be able to speak to you and adjust your position if you want. So there's all sorts of options. Now, with this in mind, I dropped into the home of Nikki Cousins. Nikki's a very experienced yoga teacher, and she's running a series of virtual classes now from her sitting room. She shares her home with her husband and her two children, so it's a busy house, Damon. I arrived just as she was logging on and beginning a class, and she had to quickly rearrange her living room to become a yoga studio.
So we've had to move the furniture. We've moved one couch into a middle room, pull the blinds down to hide the trampoline outside when the kids are jumping up and down.
Got your iPhone set up here, so yeah. This is obviously recording you and your...
I have my laptop there, and so I can see people and make sure that I'm visible as well. The whole yoga world has been scrambling because it's something that obviously should be done and bigger teachers would have done it, but... You know, people had asked me before about doing it and it just seemed like such a big headache. I'm not tech friendly in that way. But it had to be done. So yeah, we're all learning. It's very easy to do at home. All you need is a mat space. It's a small little space. You don't really need any extra equipment. Dressing gown belts, you know, for straps, or use books instead of blocks, pillows instead of bolsters. So you can make do. And the kind of hope is that maybe people will start practicing at home after this instead of having to go to classes all the time, because yoga is something that should be practiced, you know, more regularly. It's really nice when you're able to support the local teachers, because hopefully when this is over, people will still have studios to go back to.
Families seem to be exercising together now in their homes in a way that obviously we weren't before.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like anything, you know, when you know you can go outdoors, you're like, oh, sure, I'll do that later. But now we're all stuck indoors and we're conscious that you have to. And I mean, any exercise is going to be brilliant for mental health. But I think yoga has the added benefit of it is a mindful practice. So you are always... You're not looking to some external, okay, how many times am I doing this? It's more internal, about noticing things that are coming up mentally or emotionally. So, yeah, and you're getting the physical workout, so...
So that's yoga teacher Nikki Cousins there. I put up a post yesterday, Damien, just asking people what are the kind of activities they're doing at the moment to stay fit. A lot of love for Joe Wicks, the body coach. He also has a daily workout for children, which is very good. Somebody said they're cutting trees on a farm. That's keeping them fit. Lots of individual trainers, for example, Mark Tyne and Fitness, €5 pay as you go for all of his classes. HIIT sessions with GA teams on WhatsApp. Suzanne Griffin, a Pilates teacher. She's moved all her classes online. Retired school principal John Fahey in Galway. He's walking around the house 40 times a day, he tells me. And somebody also asked Damien if going around the bend counts as exercise. Anyway, finally, I asked some of those who posted yesterday to record a little bit about their new virtual exercise regimes. Now, included at the end of this, by the way, is my own pretty disastrous attempt at trying to get Joe Wicks done with my 2 and 5-year-old. And at the start, you'll hear twins Isa and Keela, who told me about doing Donna Dunn Fitness classes online.
My name is Isa and I'm 5 3/4. I don't really do them often, but my sister does them a lot, and one time when she did the exercising, her legs started to shake a bit because all the exercise she did.
Hi, my name's Keela and I'm 5 1/4. I do squats, I do jumping jacks, I do jogging.
Hi Brian, just to let you know about a fantastic Irish dancing teacher we have here in Clarecastle, Anthony Sharkey. He runs Irish dance classes online. Dancers, parents, grandparents, and everyone is involved.
Normally I would hit the pool and do possibly about 2 kilometres of swimming. During the pandemic, obviously the swimming pool is closed. Luckily, at the start of the year, I decided to go into a Facebook yoga challenge where you do yoga every single day. I'm about to hit my 101st practice now today. I've luckily kept it up. I use an app which is currently free until May, called Down Dog.
Eva, are you going to do some exercises?
Do some exercises. Here we go. Now, we're going to do some exercises. Are you ready?
One, let's go. Good morning.
You're going to do some exercises, Eva?
No, Mama.
Mama will. Oh my goodness. Lunging forwards.
I'm not doing any exercise.
Why not? You want us to sit down? Okay, well, Ring-a-ring Rosie isn't really an exercise. One sec now.
Brian, I wouldn't call that a disastrous attempt. I think it sounded great. And you know what? Oh, the O'Connell family, they definitely deserve to go off and treat themselves now to well-earned Easter eggs for Sunday. So thanks a million for that. Stay fit, and we'll chat to you again. That's Brian O'Connell there.